Geotechnical site investigation. Peter, I am calling you as I am planning to build a house. I need a geologist to conduct a thorough site investigation. Can I count on you? Will you have free time next week? Well, the field works scheduled for next week by another investor have been postponed, so it seems I'm available and I can take it. Good news. I will text you the address and I will email you all the details that I have managed to obtain, including site description and history, as well as geotechnical and environmental constraints. What do you think should be involved in the investigation? Well, I would start with a topographic survey of the surface features. This data will be useful for landscape design. You will also know if you need to move soil to make the site level. And then I would do a geotechnical site investigation to obtain a complete soil profile. All right, there are probably different types of soils. A preliminary research showed mostly bands of sand and gravel, but there might also be weaker silt or clay soils present. You see? So this is critical to check the bearing capacity of the soil and assess the risk of excessive foundation settlement. Okay, does the investigation require lining up a drill rig? There is no need. The investigation is for a house. Digging several small test pits using a backhoe excavator should be fine to get a representative view of the strata beneath the site. What about groundwater monitoring? Correct me if I am wrong, but I heard that with a borehole drilling, it is possible to install monitoring wells to determine the position and potential fluctuation of the water table. Let's do trial pits and we'll see how it goes. I will let you know if I encounter any groundwater. I see. How far down will the test pits go? 2 or 3 meters should be enough, but I need to check the geological map of the site. Got it. Could you take soil samples? Will do. I will collect several small disturbed soil samples at various depths and horizons from the made ground and natural stratum. I will submit them for detailed laboratory testing. Okay. Anything else I should watch out for? Before the investigation, it would be good if you could get acquainted with the land development conditions or the local spatial development plan.